everybody. Welcome to English for You. I'm Kat.
I'm Kai.
And today we are talking about something that you've probably seen around the city, but maybe you don't always think about. It's graffiti.
Yeah.
Do you see a lot of graffiti around Taipei?
I do. Every day I walk to work along Heping Road, and there is tons of graffiti.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it like good graffiti, or would you say it's like not that nice? It's like kind of ugly?
I would say it's probably 50-50.
Okay.
Lazy graffiti versus really impressive and creative.
Oh,
graffiti.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, I see it a lot. I mostly see it on like older buildings or stuff like that. I actually know a graffiti artist who does a lot of work here. And he like tags buildings that he thinks are like people are not going to care about so much. So he doesn't
Makes
go
sense.
For like the new stuff. Yeah. But
you're an artist. Have you ever done graffiti?
No, I've not. I haven't really done street art. And by me saying that, you guys can kind of get what we're talking about. Graffiti is like street art. It's like when you take a can of spray paint and you but we're actually going to talk a little more about that. So we're going to talk about a different kind of graffiti today.
Yeah, a little more unique.
Uh-huh, because it's not just the spray can art. Mm-hmm. We're actually going to talk about a new kind of street art that people are doing. And it's really interesting, and I think it's actually really, really cool.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and go to the article and see what it's about.
All right.
Reading.
The green graffiti breathing life into cities. London has its fair share of graffiti. Everywhere you look, there are ugly tags and colorful murals. You wouldn't stop to take a second look at most of them. However, when the word grow appeared on an old brick wall a couple of years ago, everyone was talking about it. It wasn't Anna Garforth's writing that caught people's attention, though. It was the paint she used. Grow was an example of moss graffiti, an environmentally friendly street art that is turning London green. Unlike ordinary graffiti, which uses chemical paints, moss graffiti is created by mixing moss with natural substances like beer or sugar. This living mixture is then applied to walls. After that, all the artists need to do is sometimes mist their designs with water to create beautiful living images. Garforth isn't the only one who uses moss as her medium. In France, a street artist named Green created a mossy pirate garden. Meanwhile, in Canada, artist Edina Tocodi has created pictures of wild animals and a 3D sculpture. Even those who don't enjoy street art will appreciate how moss graffiti is bringing nature back into cities around the world.
Okay, so we're starting out today talking about a particular city where you can see a lot of graffiti. And it's not Taipei, it's London. So the article says, London has its fair share of graffiti. Now, when we say it has its fair share, that means you kind of have like a lot of something or enough of something, but it usually talks about something that's kind of bad. So like if you had your fair share of stress, that could mean that you are feeling really stressed out and you almost feel like, I've had enough of this, that this is too much. Or the fair share of tragedy, like if a lot of people have died or left your life recently.
Tons of bad things.
Yeah, exactly. Or even your fair share of schoolwork, like you feel like you have too much homework, too much work all the time. You're like, enough, I have had my fair share. Now, we often used to say we don't need any more of this.
Mm-hmm.
But is it a bad thing in this case? It might be or it might not be. It depends on your opinion.
Yeah.
But we're going to learn a little more about what is graffiti. Now, when we talk about graffiti, we've already kind of explained what this is, but it's basically paintings done on the outside of public or private buildings, walls, utilities, etc. Usually it's in a public space. Often we do it with spray paint or paint markers. You can see graffiti that looks really, really bad, like just somebody writing their name in a messy way or making a weird picture or writing something kind of rude. Or you can see graffiti that's really, really good, where they make an entire painting or do lettering in such a way where it just looks really artistic and wow when you see it. What makes it graffiti, though, it's usually illegal. So if you see a mural on a building of large painting that the building asked for, that's not graffiti. Graffiti is usually done illegally, and they do it secretly, and usually graffiti artists don't tried to get caught. So it's always plural. Graffiti is actually a plural word. But in archaeology, which is the study of ancient humans, we use graffito to talk about like markings that people made in the past. But we can always talk about graffiti in terms of street art.
The article continues by saying, everywhere you look, there are ugly tags and colorful murals. So like Kat said, graffiti can look good or bad, but beauty is in the eye of the beholder, I think, and so is ugly. And I don't think tags are all ugly. In fact,
that's true.
I don't think most of them are ugly because I'm not very artistic, so I think it's impressive that somebody has
their own style.
That they have a style that sticks together, that seems to be consistent.
Yeah.
So, and that's what a tag is. It's mainly the way a graffiti artist signs their name. Some of them are really cool, really intricate, really detailed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I think of those little like, bow heads that you see around.
Yes.
Like it's like a little face on a bun. Mm-hmm. Or there's like one that's kind of a moai kind of face that's also like around Taipei a lot.
Yeah. I wouldn't consider those tags necessarily because they don't have a
the
name
person's
involved.
Name. Maybe, but I know that they're also a way to recognize that particular artist.
That's true. That's true.
Now, what about murals?
Yeah, murals you talked a little bit about, and murals are paintings on walls. They're usually legal. The building requested them, or the city asked artists to do it. And they take a lot of time and effort, whereas graffiti sometimes is just a secret thing you do in a night. Done. A mural will be days, weeks, months, and often it will take a big team of people.
Right, or maybe a whole team of graffiti artists going secretly in the night and making a big mural.
That's true, that's true. Graffiti and murals are not...
Not one-on-one, but
there's a lot of overlap.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah. All right, so talking about this street art, this graffiti, murals, tags, you wouldn't stop to take a second look at most of them. Now, I do, but, you know, some people don't. Some people just like, ugh, all right. But, you know, when you get something kind of different, I guess.
Yeah, and this is definitely different. So, however, when the word grow appeared on an old brick wall a couple of years ago, everyone was talking about it.
Huh, yeah. Why? That's interesting.
I don't know. I'm excited to find out. But first, let's talk about a couple of. This tells you it's not a big number. A couple is similar to a few and always means the person speaking thinks it's not very many.
Right.
So could be two, could be three, could be five.
Yeah.
I would think
a couple is like two. Yeah.
Yeah, but it really can vary. It's not perfectly defined.
Yeah. So it's around two or a bit more. Okay. So, well, why were people so interested in this word grow?
Tell me, please.
Yes. It wasn't Anna Garforth's writing that caught people's attention. Anna Garforth is the artist, though. It was the paint she used. So she must have used a kind of a different kind of paint. Tell us what it was.
Or was it a paint at all? The article tells us, grow was an example of mass graffiti, an environmentally friendly street art that's turning London green.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now, so, that's interesting, definitely.
Yeah. So moss is a kind of plant. It's very soft. It's usually a very, very like deep green color. Some can be lighter, but the color is always really impressive.
I always like moss.
Yeah. And so it usually grows on rocky surfaces. In the forest, you'll see it on rocks. In cities, you will see it on sidewalks. Anywhere there's enough water.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Moss sprouts up.
Or on the bottoms of trees, right?
Yeah. So if something looks or feels like moss with its color or its softness or its slightly fuzzy look, we can add Y and we'll get the adjective mossy.
Yeah. I kind of think of moss as like the carpet of nature.
Yes. Yeah. It is.
Yeah. And then what would they mean by saying it's environmentally friendly?
Environmentally friendly means it's good for the planet or the environment and everything living on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I have an example sentence for it.
Okay.
Maddie buys environmentally friendly cleaning products even when they're a bit more expensive.
Okay. Yeah. I guess environmentally friendly products are a little bit harder to make.
Yeah.
Or they could be just, you know, cost more because they're trying to say like, well, this is better for the earth, so
this
you gotta
is important.
Pay more.
Yeah. This is important. Pay attention. Pay more money.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But, I mean, you know, making graffiti with plants is definitely better than making it with chemical spray paint.
Yes.
Yeah, for the environment. Mm-hmm. Now, the article says, unlike ordinary graffiti, which uses chemical paints, like I just said, moss graffiti is created by mixing moss with natural substances like beer or sugar.
Why beer?
Well,
why
probably, sugar? You know, beer has yeast in it, which is a living kind of bacteria that the moss could feed on, probably.
Makes sense.
Or sugar, you know, also could feed moss. Like, sometimes when you want flowers or plants to grow, you give them, like, sugar water?
Yeah, you can just put a little sugar in the water.
Yeah, yeah. So it helps, encourage them to grow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the article goes on to explain that a little bit and says, this living mixture is then applied to walls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So apply, what does it mean? It's to put something on something else. Apply makeup, apply a coat of paint or nail polish, usually by spreading.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So today you can see Kat has applied makeup.
I have not. I have not applied nail polish.
Neither of us has applied nail polish.
Yeah.
So the important thing about spreading, about apply, uh-huh. is that it involves spreading. So
right.
We don't say, I applied my clothes this morning, even though I put them on.
Yeah. It's unless maybe
same.
You sprayed your shirt on or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That would be weird.
So I have an example sentence for this as well.
Mm-hmm.
With a wide paintbrush, Marianne applied paint to the fabric in broad strokes.
Ah, spreading again.
Yeah,
got
exactly.
It. Okay, so the article goes on to say, after they apply the mixture to the wall, all the artists need to do is sometimes mist their designs with water to create beautiful living images. That sounds really cool.
Yeah.
Now we're going to go see our grammar point for today, and this is like all you have to do, all the artist has to do. So let's learn a little bit more about that.
Great.
Now, when we see all the artist has to do is blah, 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 this is a sentence pattern that goes like all subject has or needs to do is to verb. This is an emphatic sentence pattern, which means that you are emphasizing something, putting weight on it, showing it's important. We use this kind of phrase to give a direction, actually, but in a way that shows this is a very simple thing to do, and it doesn't take that much effort. Usually it's just one step or a couple of easy steps, and it makes it sound more positive and light. If somebody says to you, all you have to do is this, then you think, like, okay, well, I can do that. That's very easy. The verb in the structure is called a bare infinitive. So if you think of the word to eat, to walk, to see, but take away the to and you get the infinitive, eat, walk, see. Just that bare verb. You don't have to change it at all. We use this pattern to also talk about other single steps to take even when you're not giving directions. For example, the first thing we need to do is turn on the oven. Or, if you're talking about two steps, a plural, the only things he wants to do are watch movies and play games. Another way to give directions might be replacing all that with what. So if you want to, although this can talk about more difficult or complicated things that you need to be done. So it's a little bit less positive, a little more neutral. So you say, what we need to do is think of a better plan. That sounds very serious. That makes you sound like, okay, let's go do this. But if you say, all that we need to do is think of a better plan, that makes you sound more positive and more optimistic. All right, so we saw that all the artist has to do is mist their designs.
Yeah, you
right?
showed a little gesture.
Yes, I did a
misting.
So misting is a verb that comes from the noun mist.
Mm-hmm.
So the noun is like a cloud or spray of tiny little water drops that can make things wet if it covers them. So you can find mist in nature where there's like a lot of water in the air.
Yeah.
Or like from the sea, like if the sea, you know, on the shore and then you feel this spray on your face, that's mm-hmm. called mist.
Sometimes the weather is misty
mm-hmm.
as well. There's
yeah.
mist
in the- Yeah, or it can be from a spray bottle. Like you can, like if I have a spray bottle with water in it, I could ch-ch-ch on Kai's face and then
exactly.
she's misted. So
mm-hmm.
mist is the verb that spray, that means to spray a mist onto something. So if you water moss with like a jet of water, like a really, or a hose.
Too big.
It's,
too
it strong. Might hurt it because moss is very delicate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you just, it doesn't need so much water. So misting it is fine. Yeah, if you have a delicate little plant like moss, then you just have to spray a little bit of water on it.
Mm-hmm.
Every day or
and
something.
It's a good way to make sure you're not giving too much water,
mm-hmm.
like for a cactus or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
A dry plant. It needs water.
But you don't want too much.
Yeah, so many of them die because they get too
overwatered. Yeah.
So misting might help for that too.
Yeah, if you have a cactus, I think like they say like once a week or maybe less. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, so I do have an example sentence for mist, the verb.
Okay.
After cleaning the bedroom, Joanne misted the air with a flower perfume to make it smell nice. So this is not water, but perfume, which is like a nice smelling thing.
Anything liquid can be misted, really.
Yeah, as long as it's tiny water droplets in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, so we learn more about different artists doing similar things.
Mm-hmm.
The article continues by saying, Garforth isn't the only one who uses moss as her medium.
Oh.
Yes.
Now, what's a medium?
Exactly. It's a good question. A medium is a way of expressing your ideas, especially as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Here, we're talking about art. The plural is a little special. It's a media, not mediums.
Yeah, you probably have heard the word media more than medium in this way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a slightly different context, it can be used to talk about the news.
Mm.
But here we're talking about art.
Uh-huh.
So let's keep it in the art realm.
Yeah.
And say, I already mentioned you're an artist.
Yes.
And so what's your favorite medium to work in?
My favorite medium? I like pen and ink, marker, and sometimes digital drawing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Digital. Yeah, that's an important new medium.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of different kinds of media.
Yeah, for sure.
With which to do art. And we're actually going to learn about a few others, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. So, well, I have an example sentence for medium, actually.
Okay.
So after 20 years of working with oil paints, Connor decided to try a new medium.
And what did he try?
I don't know. Maybe sculpture, which we're going to talk about later. It is my favorite. So,
okay.
Or he might have, switched really hard and switched into music or something.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that would be a totally different medium.
Yeah.
Yeah, from painting to, you know, sound.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
All right, so who else is doing this kind of green graffiti? Well, the article says, in France, a street artist named Green, all in big letters, created a mossy pirate garden.
What is a pirate garden?
Yarr! So pirates are, or were, people who sail on the ocean, they capture other people's ships, usually to get some valuable things stored on there. Yeah, it still happens. Or to capture people and hold them hostage so that the government of that person's country would pay money to get them back. And yeah, like we said, piracy still happens. It's still a really big danger to
international trade.
Yeah, definitely. So anything that happens on a ship, if pirates can capture the ship, it can be a really, really bad news. But if we think about pirates in this way, we're thinking of like old time pirates with like the black beard and the eye patch.
Yeah.
And you have the skull, which is the head bone and the crossbones. So those symbols are actually what we're talking about. That's what Green did as graffiti. So you can go to France and you can see these like skulls and crossbones and flags on the wall. And it's kind of
that's pretty cool. That's neat.
Yeah.
So that's, we've talked about London.
Mm-hmm.
That was France.
Yeah.
We have actually a few more places to talk about.
Okay.
The article mentions an artist in Canada, but actually she's from Hungary.
Oh, so, really? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, in Canada, artist Edina Takati has created pictures of wild animals and a 3D sculpture.
Wow. Yeah. So what kind of medium is a sculpture? You mentioned this before.
Yeah, let's find out. So the word is sculpture. It's a noun, and as I said before, it's my favorite type of art. The article says 3D sculpture, and this is the main characteristic of a sculpture. Sometimes it'll be made of stone, or metal, or plants, but the thing about it is that it is three-dimensional. You can make them, like I said, out of metal, out of plants, out of stone, but there can also be sculptures of ice or butter, all kinds of things. They could represent plants or animals or statues of people. So the example sentence we have is, 100 years after the hero's death, the city put up a sculpture to honor her.
All right, so sounds like, yeah, that 3D sculpture made out of plants.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of plants were they?
I don't know. It depends on the sculpture, I suppose.
I guess, yeah. Maybe you could make a sculpture out of moss if you just, like, put moss paint all over
something made of stone.
Yeah, yeah.
But you could also just train a tree to grow in a certain way.
Like bonsai.
Bonsai is, yeah. I guess you could call it a kind of living sculpture.
Yeah, definitely. I guess, I think bonsai artists generally do actually. They call it a living sculpture, or okay. living art. Yeah,
fair.
Anyway, so the article goes on to say, even those who don't enjoy street art will appreciate how mass graffiti is bringing nature back into cities around the world.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
For sure. I would like to see some of that here, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, there's some walls in the city where you can see lots of plants.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's construction sites.
Yeah.
They'll have those up, but.
Yeah, maybe to kind of help with the pollution or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if, you know, I'm sure that they wouldn't want to take that sort of thing down if somebody was to do that. Yeah. I mean, it's something you could probably do yourself. Yeah. putting ideas in your head. Anyway, so this...
What does appreciate mean, though? You said people would appreciate it.
People would appreciate it. So appreciate is a verb that means to be thankful for something.
Okay.
Or to like something and kind of recognize that it has value. It's kind of like respecting it. Lots of people don't really like graffiti, and that's understandable because they feel like, oh, it's a way to make buildings ugly. But this art makes them feel, this is a good thing, it's nice that people are doing it, and so they appreciate it. Now, appreciate has kind of another meaning, which is to look at something in a way that you're taking time to enjoy it and you're glad it's theirs, or hearing something like art or flowers or music. You can appreciate these things by taking them in.
Yeah.
So an example sentence for the meaning of appreciate in the article might be, as Hallie read the book, she appreciated that the female characters in it were well-written and complex people. That's true, because a lot of female characters are not actually that well written in some books.
Yeah. They're disappointing.
Right, but we are not disappointed by this article.
No.
We are very happy about this eco-graffiti.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty cool.
I appreciate the concepts it introduced me to.
Yeah, definitely. For sure. So see, we appreciate it. Now, that's the end of our article for today, but of course, we've got our For You chat coming up, so we'll be right back with that. All right, our For You chat question for today is, how do you feel about graffiti? Is it art, or is it a crime?
Or is it both? Well, legally it's a crime in most places, but I mostly am on the side of graffiti as art.
Ah.
I think it does a lot to give character and give life to a city, to a given building, and I think that's really important. A city is for the people who live in it.
That's
and
true.
If the people have made this art,
why not?
Then it's art.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah.
And, you know, if it weren't for, you know, allowing graffiti, we wouldn't have artists like Banksy or, you know, any other really amazing street artists who are around the world.
Yeah, there's actually a whole area in Kaohsiung which has nothing but street art. Yeah, so
the
it's
Rainbow
a little
Village,
bit
right?
of a... No, that's in Taichung.
Oh, my bad.
But
yeah.
This is the... I've forgotten the name, but it's a street art village.
I'm sure you guys know what we're talking about.
So, but yeah, those are my feelings about public art and street art and graffiti.
Cool.
Yeah.
I tend to agree. All right.
That's good.
So that's all the time we have for today, but we hope you have enjoyed this and hopefully it inspires you to, like, go seek out some of these examples of either, you know, normal spray paint graffiti or eco graffiti, environmentally friendly graffiti.
Yeah.
So go see some street art, be inspired. We'll see you next time. Bye bye.
Bye.
The green graffiti breathing life into cities. London has its fair share of graffiti. Everywhere you look, there are ugly tags and colorful murals. You wouldn't stop to take a second look at most of them. However, when the word grow appeared on an old brick wall a couple of years ago, everyone was talking about it. It wasn't Anna Garforth's writing that caught people's attention, though. It was the paint she used. Grow was an example of moss graffiti, an environmentally friendly street art that is turning London green. Unlike ordinary graffiti, which uses chemical paints, moss graffiti is created by mixing moss with natural substances like beer or sugar. This living mixture is then applied to walls. After that, all the artists need to do is sometimes mist their designs with water to create beautiful living images. Garforth isn't the only one who uses moss as her medium. In France, a street artist named Green created a mossy pirate garden. Meanwhile, in Canada, artist Edina Tokodi has created pictures of wild animals and a 3D sculpture. Even those who don't enjoy street art will appreciate how moss graffiti is bringing nature back into cities around the world.
Vocabulary Review.
Environmentally friendly. Moira's new car is more environmentally friendly than her old one because it runs on electricity. Apply. A special paint has been applied to this wooden bench so it will not be damaged by rain. Mist. These plants like humid environments, so it's a good idea to mist them with water regularly. Medium. As a big fan of traditional cameras, Jenny likes using film as her medium for her photographs. Sculpture. The artist used some sharp tools to cut the stone into a tall sculpture in the shape of a man. Appreciate. Visitors to the War Museum appreciated its photographs, which showed the horrors of World War I.
智慧小补帖.
Graffiti. Tag. Mural. Moss. Pirate.